AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A slow-moving storm system causes flooding, parts of the plains, tornadoes, and is even bringing up to a foot of snow to parts of South Dakota. Storm Prediction Center meteorologist Corey Mead.
That storm system is going to interact with a moist and unstable air mass that's originated over the Gulf of Mexico. And so the environment across the central part of the nation will be quite favorable for severe storms.
There have been some evacuations below a dam that's in danger of being overtopped in Shawnee, Oklahoma. In the Carolinas, it's Tropical Storm Anna. The pre-hurricane season storm has top sustained winds of 60 miles an hour as it slowly moves toward the coast. National Hurricane Center specialist Dave Roberts says the full brunt of the storm won't be felt until tomorrow.
It should be further inland as it crosses the eastern portions of North Carolina, and then getting near to the North Carolina-Virginia border sometime Monday evening.
Tropical storm watches and warnings have been issued for parts of both Carolinas, and the Hurricane Center is also warning of rough surf and rip currents. Nine deputies fired by Chatham County, Georgia Sheriff Al St. Lawrence after an internal investigation into the January 1st death of a 22-year-old college student in the county jail in Savannah. The student, Matthew Ajibwe, was put into a restraining chair after he injured three deputies during booking on a domestic violence charge. His death remains an open case. A 17-year-old boy arrested by police in Australia faces charges of plotting to set off three homemade bombs in Melbourne. Prime Minister Tony Abbott tells AUBC.
We know that we face a very serious terror threat. A very serious terror threat.
And six guards and 30 prisoners are dead while 40 others escape from a prison in eastern Iraq. This is AP Radio News. The World Health Organization says Liberia is free of Ebola after going 42 days, twice the maximum incubation period, without any new cases. Elsewhere in West Africa, however, new cases were reported this week in Sierra Leone and Guinea. Forget Nick and Madison. Some old favorites are making a comeback in baby names.
Emma is back, and so is Noah. The Social Security Administration has released its list of most popular baby names for last year, and Emma returned to the top for girls. Rounding out the top five were Olivia, Sophia, Isabella, and Ava. And experts say Charlotte is on the rise too, cracking the top 10 for the first time last year. And that was before Britain's Prince William and his wife Kate announced they'd be calling their newest Charlotte. As for the boys, Noah is the favorite for the second consecutive year, followed by Liam, Mason, Jacob, and William, Ben Thomas, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.